Brokenness and wholeness. God loves us and is constantly trying to break into our lives with love. We are his beloved sons and daughters, and he ultimately wants to be united with us forever. When God looks at us, it is always with eyes of love. Another way of putting it is that God sees us not according to our brokenness, but according to our belovedness. Yet we cannot deny that we are each of us, in fact, broken. Each of us is wounded and imperfect, and each of us has been damaged by this life. And God wants to heal us and bring us to perfection. None of us get to heaven without being perfect. We need to be purified and healed of our sin, our weakness, and our wounds in order to prepare us for the life in the hereafter. His healing is a sign of his merciful love. He is constant and patient and is always arranging the circumstances of our lives for our own good. Sometimes God chooses to heal us under the surface, as it were, through various means. Sometimes it's through putting us in a healing environment, like a healthy family or workplace. Sometimes it's through beneficial relationships. Sometimes through personal prayer or through the sacraments. And sometimes it's through our positive response to him when we undergo trials in this life. There are other times, however, when God chooses to heal us by drawing attention to our emotional wounds. He may allow us to experience some distress or discomfort. We may feel anger or find ourselves overreacting to a particular situation or event that happens to us. When that happens, it's as if the Lord wants to draw something to our attention. The current distress we experience is often a reminder or a repetition of a former wound. Rather than simply alleviating our current symptoms, the Lord wants to heal the original wound or hurt that we experienced earlier. This is how he brings about true healing. Here are some of the things that we might experience that the Lord wants to heal in us. Rejection. A feeling that we are unloved or unlovable, not wanted, not desired, or not good enough. This can come about through individual events or through confrontations with someone else, or through an environment that reinforces feelings of worthlessness. Abandonment. A feeling that we are alone, that no one understands us or cares for us, that we are unprotected or that God has abandoned us. We may feel this way because of childhood wounds of abandonment, for example, a physically absent parent or an emotionally distant parent, through divorce or a specific event in which we were abandoned or got lost. Fear. A feeling that if we trust, we will be hurt, disappointed, or die. This may come about through having been betrayed, through physical or sexual abuse, having an over-anxious parent, or through generational wounds of anxiety or fear. Shame. A feeling that we are bad, dirty, ugly, stupid, worthless, or perverted. This can occur if we were bullied or humiliated, if we have a problem with a persistent sin, if we were not affirmed enough. Powerlessness. A feeling that we are powerless, weak, unable to change, not capable, that we're stuck or trapped. This can occur if we had a controlling parent or other authority figure, if we were bullied, or even if we received too much responsibility as a child and were not equipped to take it up successfully. Hopelessness. A feeling that nothing ever changes and we will never have what we want. We may have a feeling that our life is meaningless and that we have nothing to live for. This can, of course, occur if our needs were constantly thwarted or not met, if we were betrayed or found that nobody really understood us. It can also happen if our parents did not provide proper nurturing for body or mind. And lastly, confusion. A feeling that everything is confusing, that we don't understand anything and that it's up to us to figure things out on our own. That can happen if, as a child, our preferences, needs or desires were not met, or there was disordered family life. It can also happen if no one mentored or advised us growing up, or we were left to our own devices too much. Many of us experience these wounds in childhood or through our formative years. Our current distress may be a way in which our circumstances are pressing or probing that pre-existing wound from the past. In order to alleviate our current condition, the Lord doesn't just want to give us temporary relief. In his mercy, he wants to heal the original wound. He can do that if we invite him into our past pain and allow his healing love to enter in. When we realize that he can actually heal us, it gives us the courage to face the hurts of the past and offer them to him. Otherwise, it would prove too painful to unearth. Through our healing ministry at the parish, we have seen hundreds of people freed from wounds and hurts from the past through healing prayer. Our wounds are based on identity lies that we may believe about ourselves. The lies are not simply feelings that we have about ourselves, but are suggested to us by the father of lies and his minions. Evil spirits are very efficient. Their favourite ploy is to plant a small lie in us and watch us destroy ourselves by giving in to the lie. We need to renounce these lies in order to find freedom in the truth. As Jesus tells us in the Gospel of John chapter 8, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Renouncing lies is not simply retraining ourselves to think a different way about ourselves. It's a form of spiritual warfare. So, what are the truths that we must cling to in order to find that freedom? That by virtue of my baptism, I'm a beloved son or daughter of the Father. That I'm loved and valued, wanted and desired. That I'm precious in the Father's eyes. That Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. That he will be with you always till the end of time. That I'm connected and understood and deeply cared for. That God is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer and my protector. That Jesus died for my sins and that I am forgiven, washed, cleansed, justified and accepted. That I am worthy, not because of what I have done, but because of what Jesus has done for me. That his grace is perfected in my weakness, so that when I am weak, then I am strong. That I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That because my hope is in Christ, I will not be disappointed. That God is at work in me, and what he begins he will bring to completion. That I have the mind of Christ. That the Holy Spirit reveals whatever I need to know when I need to know it. As we grow in holiness, we encounter obstacles and things that we need to be healed of in order to move forward. Sometimes it's not clear to us exactly why we cannot progress. We can ask the Lord what we need to be healed of, and it may not be what we first thought. Healing prayer is a way of moving forward in our walk with the Lord. When we are healed of something, it's an opportunity to grow holier. We should spend more time in mental prayer to take advantage of the new freedom we have found. Let's offer ourselves to the Lord now and experience his healing love. Jesus, you are the divine physician. I offer myself to you now in my brokenness and pain, and I ask you to heal me of the hurts of the past so that I may experience the freedom that you want me to have through my baptism. Amen.